again, Emmett, and we'll see you in the future. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Number 20, residential fishing license retention. Sheila. Shayla Larson.
Hi, folks. Are you able to hear me?
Good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Chair, Commissioners, and Secretary Roebling. Shayla Larson, R3 and Relevancy Manager. I'm going to be going over a little bit where we are with resident angler retention and reactivation today. So it's no secret that resident fishing numbers are down from 2020. This is a national trend. I've been to, you know, different conferences across the nation, whether it be in Texas, Oklahoma, and this is a trend that's happening in all states currently. As you know, a lot of folks in 2020 got out and got active in the outdoors with their families, but then we're seeing a decline as time goes on and as we're going out of COVID. But the good news is that South Dakota has shown less churn than the rest of the Midwest in recent years. And just to kind of define churn for folks who might need a little bit of a reminder, it's a metric that represents the number of customers that have stopped using your product or service in a given period of time. So folks that got active, you know, got involved with their families and then kind of lapsed out. So wanted to kind of give you a little bit of a peek at our numbers of what it looked like pre-COVID, during COVID, and afterwards. And then I'm going to tell you a little bit about my plans to reactivate these folks. So pre-COVID, I used the year of 2018 because when I discussed, you know, some different outliers and factors with a colleague from Nebraska, he shared that 2019 might not have been the best year to reflect on as there was a lot of flooding in the Southeast. So I used 2018, and that year we had 137,332 resident anglers. During COVID, of course, that peaked, that skyrocketed. We had 156,002. And then after COVID in the year of 2021, we had 137,414, so about 80 more than 2018. So pretty on par for where we were at 2018. Then currently, as of right now in 2022, we're at 128,287. This could certainly be, you know, due to lapsed anglers. It could also be due to the junior combination license not being present anymore. Those could be kind of altering the numbers as well, but I wanted to just give you kind of a numerical visual or whatever you want to call it of where we're kind of at. So what are we doing about it? How are we going to get these folks reactivated and excited to get back on the outdoors? So currently I am working on setting up a diverse work group to outline potential research questions to identify the why as to why anglers are lowering. This is a multifaceted issue and it's going to require multifaceted solutions. So trying to get parks involved, a representative from parks, aquatic habitat, fisheries. Obviously, I will be on the committee thinking about research questions myself. We really want to focus on the why. You know, is it outside factors such as everything opened back up again and you're just really busy with your families? Is it the kind of fish you're wanting is not stocked in the areas? Is it in the areas that you want? Is it the length that you have to go to be able to find a community fishery to really kind of dive in and see where these folks are lapsing? So I'm going to be working with the GIS team as well to kind of get a heat map of the geographical locations of where in the state most folks are lapsing as well, so I can investigate further with this crew. Once we kind of have identified these research questions, I will then hopefully be able to work with the new human dimension specialist once they're hired to kind of put together a survey. If not, I'll then have to create an RFP and go out for bid with an outside surveying company. But really need to get these surveys out to these folks because we're not going to know, you know, what the issue is, what made them lapse without asking them. And the beautiful thing about having all those folks join us in 2020 is that we now have their contact information and we're able to reach out to them. So that's a huge blessing. So a little bit of a timeline on this. I'm hoping to have the survey out and have the results back by the beginning of February. The reason it's, I wanted to be a little cautious with the time that I was given and say the beginning of February, just in case I do have to go out for bid on a company, wanted to leave plenty of time to kind of get the survey out to folks and get it back. But once that survey is back, that's when the real work begins, to be able to identify the barriers that are within our control, to be able to alter those. Like I said, whether it's access, whether it's ADA accessibility, if it's types of fish that need to be stocked, or there's not enough amenities at our fishery. So really being able to identify what the issues might be outside of our family just got busy. And if it is truly the family got busy, well, then I'm going to be looking into ways that we can market, hey, you know, we can get your family involved and this can be a great option for you to spend some time together. So again, very much so in the infancy stages of this right now, but we're so excited to kind of get this feedback and get this data to see what we can do to remedy the issue. So early steps, but I'm welcoming any questions or comments folks might have at this time.
Yeah, thank you, Shayla. We'd seen some of that same information, I guess, earlier in the year, specifically throughout the course of the year on fishing. Specifically, do we see a greater percentage of those sales to the residents early in the year, and then? You know, I'm just assuming that being into October already, most of our sales have probably already happened. And as far as that downtick, was that kind of prevalent throughout that what you normally would see for sales periods?
Yeah. So when I take a look at the sales periods, it's very much so heavy in March, April, May, right when folks are thinking about getting out and hitting the water, camping and heading into the summertime. You're absolutely correct. Around this time of year, folks are more focused on small game, getting out pheasant hunting. So there's a little less of fishing licenses sold at this time of the year.
Great, thank you. Any other questions for Shayla or comments? I guess that's all we have for you today, Shayla.
Awesome. Well, thank you, Commissioners and Secretary Roebling. I appreciate your time.
Yep, and all the best with what you find out.
Thank you.